Welcome to Burrito Quest number 38. Another mess of a burrito in the Macho Man. It has in it beans, eggs, bacon, milanesa,
and chicken.
No
cheese in this burrito.
That's it. Wow. Well, good, no cheese. What the hell do we need cheese for, dude?
I like cheese.
You are cheese.
Your mom's cheese. Oh. I like cheese.
You weren't a part of that conversation, Ben. Don't butt in again.
This burrito lacks differentiation. It's kind of grainy and gritty.
And bland.
A little bland. It's got a lot of bacon in it.
Are you guys getting a lot of gristle?
No. There's nothing in here like... I guess the milanesa is supposed to be spicy. Yeah, not so much.
Yeah, not a lot of spice.
No, I'm not getting a lot of gristle. No.
It's less spicy than the... What are you talking about gristle?
I'm talking about, like, chicken gristle. I'm getting a lot of it.
Well, that's dark meat, dude.
You're talking about gristle, yo.
It's not just dark meat. It's actual gristle. Look, I pulled this out of it.
Chunks of...
It's just gristle.
Cartilage. No,
that's cartilage, man.
That looks like snot.
This is snot.
Ew, no way.
This is the first burrito that I've had that has fallen apart.
This is not the first burrito I've had that has fallen apart, unfortunately.
Yes, welcome to
But it is doing that right now.
Part of a very private fraternity.
Right.
A slop.
Slots.
Slots.
Slobs.
Ben's dropping his shit all over the place.
So it's not a very good burrito. It's large, though.
Yeah. It is big.
This is like...
It's really big.
This would be pretty awesome drunk food to throw up later. Because, like, you'd be drunk and you'd be like, this this slushy of slop.
You're not making this thing any easier.
I think I just ate a bone.
See?
Don't be violent.
Maybe if I had ham in it. Maybe if I had chicken. Add some salt.
If they remove...
Punch you in the mouth with salt.
If they remove the beans or the egg, I think that would be an improvement either way. Or the milanesa. If they remove one of those things, like they remove the milanesa and just put like cheese in.
Yeah.
Which is a shame to say because milanesa is really pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not with this. I mean, there's too many
like slimy things.
Fuck.
I think this would be...
No, it's... Just... No!
Oh. Wow.
What have you done to me?
That's one of the worst tortilla malfunctions of all time.
I'm bad.
You guys just need to let it shit on your hand. You gotta cup it.
I did that too.
You apparently got banned, dude.
You guys are nasty. Nasty eaters.
Why don't you go drink wine with your mom, Ben?
That sounds like a really good plan. Camera's off.
Yeah.
It's
out of juice.
I did drink wine with my mom already. It was the inaugural
wine drinking with your mom.
Inaugural wine drinking with my mom. It was my first food that was not Taco Bell in a week.
Congratulations.
This is my third food that is not Taco Bell in a week. Okay. Zero being number two.
Don't try and shoe in your burrito quest on our pure and untainted.
Burrito quest has nothing to do with Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Slap
yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
You fucking poser.
Dude, I tried to wipe my ass.
It's funny for people
for those
who
of you
don't
listening
know
at home,
what's going
on. It looks like I crapped on my hand.
It looks like a baby crapped on your hand. And if you crap like that, that's okay too.
I was sick that other week, dude.
You crap like a baby, like. Dog.
Now everybody's glad to listen to us talk about burritos. All
right.
I was talking to somebody earlier, and they were saying that they like listening to the Burrito Quest, but they're too gross. So they share Carrie's concern.
That we burp a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking to?
That's the gross part?
Your mom?
I told them...
Were you talking to your mom over a cup of wine? A fine Chianti?
I have to confess, I was talking to my mother, and she says that the Burrito Quest is really gross because the belching, and I told them that as they go on, the belch quota goes way down.
I'm glad I rectified that tonight.
But you fixed it. You did fix it tonight.
Yeah. Usually I try to chug a bunch of Coke Zero so it sits on top of that burrito.
Mm.
Or vice versa. And then eventually it settles and out it comes! In a good way, hopefully.
It's like a burrito science.
Or a disgusting, burpy way.
We need to be a part of a culture that recognizes our ejaculations of gas as something wonderful and complimentary.
Not gross. Yeah.
No, we don't.
Well, that makes sense, too.
Get the fuck out of our burrito country.
Why don't you go back to your Taco Bell? Where's your Taco Bell now, huh?
I finished something great. I did something with my life.
What did your Taco Bell ever do for you, Ben? Nothing. That's what. Nothing. It provided a momentary excursion from Burrito Quest is what it did.
It's true. It wasn't as enduring. Like, Taco Bell was like a sprint. This is a marathon.
It's true.
This is not just a marathon. This is like a triathlon.
It's like a quest, you might say.
It's a burrito quest.
With burps.
There's some of those.
Your burps are unimpressive.
No, I try not to be impressive.
Well, you succeed admirably.
Pretty good at what I do. I have many talents.
Dude, this burrito needs to come with a wet nap. That might be my rating for this
burrito. Or a diaper.
I rate this burrito wet nap.
Wet nap?
Wet nap. Taste? Not so good, but you're glad you have them when your hands are dirty.
I really like wet naps.
Have you ever tasted one? Have you ever wiped your mouth and then accidentally lift your lips afterwards?
Do they really taste bad or do they just taste like hand sanitizer?
Yeah. Well, what are you saying? Does hand sanitizer taste good?
I have a confession.
I said, you're at work drinking this stuff because you're a closet alcoholic. Hand sanitizer.
We're going through it pretty fast.
People should go get help if that's what they're doing at home.
Yeah, Burrito Quest does not condone alcoholism.
We condone alcohol.
Hand sanitizer.
Well, we do condone alcohol.
We do. We should actually have a Burrito Quest.
Don't abuse alcohol.
I was talking to, I think, one of our very few deranged fans this weekend. I can't remember if it was Juju or Jacob or I don't know. But they were talking about thinking of doing a beer quest because there's this place, I guess in Houston or Dallas, where they have like comparable number of beers. It was a burrito quest, and they were thinking about how it would be cool to do a beer quest.
You going to finish that?
Okay, there is nothing here. That is a bone. You going
to finish that?
That's droppings.
It doesn't look like droppings. Wow. Okay, well done.
Good. Don't eat that one, dude.
Are you proud of me?
I am.
Well done.
You are my son.
Not as good as I thought it would be. The praise.
Isaac had five tiny little blobs. Oh, 4 millimeters across on his plate, on his paper plate, his burrito wrapper plate.
Yeah, that's mom.
And he was forced to eat them.
He bowed to our will.
Sure did. I'm going to rate this burrito road rash, but not if you're going very fast. Like, if you're going kind of slow, and maybe you fall off a bike or something, and you get, like, a little bit of road rash. So you weren't doing anything cool, and you got kind of hurt.
You got vaguely hurt.
Right, but kind of. I mean, you just have, like, a little bit of a scab or something. It's, like, pink for a while, and then it scabs over, and then it falls off.
Yeah, we know what a scab is.
I understand your
rating. Sometimes you pick at it.
Do you ever eat your scabs?
Now he's being gross.
I bet you do.
What'd you do, you gross son of a bitch?
I have another confession to make.
Okay. Isaac?
I'm trying to think of a good analogy, but really this metaphor was just really this burrito was just unnecessary. I guess I'll stick with my drunk food. I know we used it before, but...
You should just, if you're using things you used before, you should just call it Afternoon Delight. Because you guys have used that like 4 times.
Not, what, you guys? Go fuck yourself. I've never used it. Alex used it and Isaac used it. And Isaac used it again.
That's not saying you guys, because, you know, Alex is...
Alex is not here.
He's a minority.
Ben. Yeah.
Oh, those people have used it multiple times?
Those people. Saying?
I'm a jerk.
We're using that as a rating. You should call it a solid afternoon.
I guess I'll call it a road trip. With friends. Because road trips can be really fun.
And really smelly.
So maybe
really
road trips smelly. With people you don't like.
But when you're coming back from wherever you went, that's when it's like...
A little depressing.
Right, the endurance test.
Yeah, so I'm going to stick with wet nap.
I like wet naps.
This burrito is for you, 105 liters. Much like wet naps are for people who get messy.
You can get wet naps with a lot of Taco Bell food.
You go
ow,
yourself.
Ow.
This ain't Taco Bell. And now we're spilling soda. Don't spill it on the computer. Okay, that's it.
Don't you talk about that here, Ben.
That's it for Taco Bell.
No, burrito question.
I'm so happy for you.
Next week we're having Mankind.
Next time, join us as we eat Mankind. Adios from Burrito Quest.
Fuck, Ben.